Uh-huh.
Well, that's about where the woods begin, and I could hear those old oxen bellowing of the evening when they'd smell water.
Don't mean
and I'd stand out to watch them come in when I was 4 years old.
Good grief, I can't believe that. Well,
I've lived in a great period of time.
You have.
I told someone that I lived from the day of the oxen to the day that they went to the moon. And I don't believe you can beat that.
I don't think you can either. I can't believe you've seen with the oxen.
That's
right. I didn't know that they were still doing that.
Well, my brother and I have even worked them, you know, just for the fun of it. We make us yokes, you know, and
uh-huh.
get those bull calves and
really?
Hook them up.
What did they, did they have to use whips on them? How did
they? Oh, yeah, they use whips. What?
What type
they
of
take the old oxen. You ever see ox yoke?
I've seen pictures of it.
Well, they had a big old wooden thing
mm-hmm.
that hollered out and fit across their neck, and then they had a loop, a U thing, that come down in under their neck,
mm-hmm.
and there was holes in this thing come across their neck, and it the U had holes in it, and you could lift it up or down to fit any size
mm-hmm.
ox. And put pegs in there to hold it. And then there's just a cord or a rope or a chain, whatever they use, run between them,
mm-hmm.
hooked on that old yoke. It looks like really it was a brutal way to do,
mm-hmm.
but that's the only way they could do them.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't get sores or anything.
They didn't.
And they'd work as many as eight, you know, two to each team would be four teams, eight oxens.
Uh-huh.
And they'd have a whip and reach the front one. And I've seen them pop that thing and just singe the hair on them.
They have a whip that long?
Yeah, yeah. And them guys use that whip just artist.
Oh, that is really something. Well, they used them for plowing and everything?
Oh, yeah, they plowed. Now, I didn't see anyone plowing with them around here.
Yeah.
But these were hauling logs and what we call blocks to make handles mm-hmm. from and whiskey staves, whiskey barrel staves.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. barrel staves.
But I don't remember really seeing anyone plow with them.
Uh-huh. But you saw them using them for hauling stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now this house, now it was there like this was kind of an L shape sort of
mm-hmm.
thing in a way.
Kind of an L.
Now the parlor, would that be your special?
That's where the guests would sleep.
Uh-huh.
Or where the girls entertained their boyfriend.
Uh-huh. And the living room would be just where you.
Oh, could where we all. Shot the bull, you know.
Yeah.
Hop the corn
oh.
and made the taffy candy, you know, or the molasses candy. And that's
yeah.
where we'd pull it, you know. But
uh-huh.
you never did pull any candy.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'd make, my mom would make the candy, and we'd get in the living room. It was a great life, really. We had all our homegrown peanuts. We'd put peanuts in our candy, and we'd pop popcorn and make popcorn balls from our sorghum, you know, that we grew ourselves.
Yeah.
So we really. Good times to live in.
Well, now, did your father farm with the land he farmed around close to your house, or
not when we lived there?
Not
he was he was strictly in the timber business.
He was just in timber
mm-hmm.
then. Well, now, did he farm later?
Yes.
But
yes.
You,
not, well,
you
when
were
we,
living there. I mean, you do remember farming when you were little.
When I was five.
Uh-huh.
The year after I was four, he bought a farm out. Half mile from town, and then we started farming. We children done most of farming along with hard labor.
I see.
My dad was a manager. Like I said, he was a good manager, and he managed to get out of that plowing, see?
Oh, he managed, I see. He was that kind of man?
Well, he could make more money in timber, and
uh-huh.
he would buy timber and have it logged off, mm-hmm. and naturally he had to have log teams
mm-hmm.
or hire the log haulers, and he furnished a lot of teams of his own, so we had to have feed.
Mm-hmm.
We grew more corn than we did cotton,
mm-hmm.
and corn and hay.
Oh.
And the farm was just sort of a side business with
side
it.
Business,
good
yeah.
place to live. We had good uh-huh. orchards and
uh-huh.
things
oh,
like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, would a team